News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning. This is Chris Conley with a web news update from WSAU AM at FM and WSAU.com. A police officer being charged with felony crimes. He has resigned and is now facing charges, as we hear from WSAU's Larry Lee.
Wisconsin Rapids Lieutenant Stephen Daniel Lowe is being held in the Wood County Jail on a $20,000 cash bond. He's under investigation for possible child enticement, child exploitation, and the use of a computer to facilitate a sex crime. Police Chief Kurt Hoyer placed Lowe on paid administrative leave early Thursday, but by mid-afternoon, Lowe resigned from the department. The case is being investigated by the Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation. Neither Chief Hoyer or the DOJ would comment on the investigation. The case is being handled by a judge and special prosecutor from Sauk County. I'm Larry Lee, WSAU News.
A benefit will be held in Weston for a Marathon County Corrections officer who was seriously injured after an inmate attack. It's called Banding for Julie, the fundraiser for Julie Christensen. Wristbands cost $25. Christensen was knocked to the jail floor by inmate Frederick Morris last March. She suffered a cracked skull and a severe head injury. She spent several months in the hospital. Banding for Julie is a walk, run, or bike event at the Mountain Bay Trails in Weston. Activities will begin tomorrow at 9 a.m. at Dale's Weston Lanes. There'll also be food and refreshments. A 27-year-old from Taylor County is under arrest, accused of having sex with a 13-year-old girl. The victim's parents found out about it and called police. That led to the arrest of Alexander Schneider of Westboro. A sheriff's department report says Schneider was aware the girl was underage but thought she might have been 14 or 15. He told investigators that age was just a number. He's now free on $3,000 signature bond. He's due back in court on August 19th. Illinois now allows legalized marijuana. A medical marijuana advocate here in Wisconsin is happy that patients with chronic disease there will soon have access to pot for their pain. Gary Stroik is co-founder of Is My Medicine Legal Yet? He says this is the right move for them, but he's not sure that medical marijuana will move forward in Wisconsin.
I think, you know, Wisconsin will see it someday, but the Republicans are solidly against any kind of pot law. You know, even though the overwhelming majority of Wisconsinites wants medical marijuana to be legalized and has for more than 10 years.
Illinois Governor Pat Quinn signed the Compassionate Use of Medical Cannabis Pilot Program yesterday, but advocates here say it's too restrictive. The law was designed with more law enforcement concerns in mind with the need of patients, instead of the need of patients, according to Wisconsin advocates. A 14-year-old boy remains hospitalized after an accidental shooting on Wednesday. The Adams County Sheriff's Department says the boy is from the Racine area and was target shooting with relatives in the town of Strong's Prairie on a property near Cumberland Avenue. The boy was shot in the stomach from a gun handled by a relative who was 64 years old. In Grand Rapids, police are looking for the public help to find a person who robbed a home at gunpoint early Thursday morning. Police say the suspect had a long gun and entered a home off Airport Avenue around 1 a.m. The suspect woke up the residents, ordered them to the floor while he robbed the place, and then fled on foot. Anyone with information should call the Wood County Crime Stoppers hotline, 877-325-7867. That number is attached to this news story at WSAU.com. It's the first Friday of a new month, which means unemployment figures for the month of July are due out later this morning.
The July jobless figure will be a familiar tale.
Modest jobs creation and very little change in the unemployment rate.
Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick says several recent reports point to yet another modest improvement.
We know the stock market's on a roll, the housing market's doing better, and the automobile manufacturing and, by extension, sales industry, they're all doing very well.
Also, the number of us applying for jobless benefits last week fell to its lowest level since January of 2008. June's national unemployment rate was 7.6%, unchanged from May. In Washington, Rich Johnson, Fox News Radio.
Here's the News Channel 7 Weather Authority forecast with meteorologist Mark Holly.
A very nice weekend shaping up across north-central Wisconsin. Lots of sunshine later on this afternoon after a chance of a few early morning showers, mainly north of Highway 64, high of 78. And high pressure will dominate the region, which means sinking air. You need rising air for clouds. 76 on Saturday, also with a high of 76 on Sunday. So make sure to get out and enjoy this weekend. With the News Channel 7 Weather Authority forecast, I'm meteorologist Mark Hyland, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Brett Michaels headlines the Wisconsin Valley Fair tonight, and as you've heard, looks like a pretty favorable forecast for heading out to the fairgrounds. Get a daily forecast right to your cell phone first thing every morning. Sign up by texting the word weather to 39327, a service of the First Weber Group and WSAU.com. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.